Blog Talk Radio.
I need to glow. I want to glow. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Let me more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Show me your power. Less of me and more of you. Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less
of me and more of you.
Happy singing,
yeah, girl.
I had a witness to that. That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it, help me say it.
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me.
With everyone else around. Oh. The only see the world in me.
Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, girl. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, for he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go back to it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I am.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I need.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Blog Talk Radio.
Is the sense to sense, to have enough sense, to sense him. Shout! Oh, bless his holy name. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you, that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Galatians says, faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Some of you don't have great faith. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise.
God bless you. I am so happy that you've tuned in to Prophecy Alive. I am your host, Prophetess Dear, Roderick Ornsby. God is so good to us, and I want every one of you to know that this is the day that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Whatever your need is, God has already supplied it. Whatever you desire, I want you to know, is done. There are times when there is a supernatural breakthrough, and I can sense that tonight. There is a supernatural breakthrough by the presence of God. You know, I was reading here in Isaiah 45, verse 2 on, and it declares, God says this, listen, this is to you. Verse 2 of Isaiah 45, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Listen to verse 3. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Can you imagine that God's desire is to bless you? You see, man's economy is full of pride and selfishness, cheating to win. You work a job, and someone who you probably never see is getting rich. But know this, God sees the evil in the earth, but he promised this, that we will live by a supernatural breakthrough, which is God himself supplying all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now understand this, there's nothing wrong with working a natural job, but I want you to know that when man's ways get so evil and so prideful, I'm talking from the government down, God in times past will always, through a prophetic intervention, give supernatural breakthrough by his power and by his love. You don't have to worry. Isaiah 45, get this now. I will go before thee, sister, brother. I'll go before you. You won't even have to go first. God's saying, I'll go first.
I will supernaturally go first and handle your needs. I will give you favor. Look at what God says. I will make the crooked places straight. God said, I'll do that for you. The word of God says, having done all to stand, stand therefore. Why? Because God himself saying, he is saying tonight, I will break in pieces the gates of brass. Something that is seems to be hard, I'll destroy it for you. And cut in sunder the bars of iron. Can you imagine? That bars of iron, that debt. The enemy wants you to be afraid of those that are so-called super rich. Nobody is richer than our God. He says in verse 3, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Don't you know man doesn't know where the secret places are? Man doesn't know where God's treasures are. You think God would make a world and run out of riches? No, God is super abundant. You know, man boasts on different networks. One of the programs that I've seen was the Life of the Rich and Famous. I'm not jealous of anyone. I applaud people who are rich. I'm rich. You're rich. But true wealth has nothing to do with money. But these shows glorify the wealthy. But God, his glory, his wealth cannot be compared to some old mansion and how much this man and how much this woman is worth. We serve a God who is beyond the word rich. It's called glory. Heaven's economy is the promise of God's word. He says here in verse 3, I'll give you the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, God is speaking, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. Listen, the Holy Spirit spoke in such a strong word concerning us who are believers and what we are to experience. All of us have been under a tremendous economical attack and going through different struggles as children of God. But listen, in the midst of all of this, hear me, there is a word of encouragement from the Lord. The Holy Spirit just began to flash the light of God's word in my heart. And it brought strength and comfort. Listen, God is going before you. This simply means we are not caught off guard by the enemy. Oh, no. God has already gone before us. He has made sure of our future and that our future is going to be bright. Listen, child of God, no weapon, absolutely no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper against you. And I encourage every one of you to stand strong and stand bold, because God has not forgotten about you. What did he say? He said he will make the crooked places straight. Listen, what appears to be too complicated or impossible will be made possible in Jesus' name. What did not work for you, my brother and sister, before, it will now work. Try it again. You may say, I prayed. I fasted. Try it again. It will now work at my word. Because God is making your crooked places straight. You may say, I have bad credit. You may have bad credit with man. But God has justified you by faith. It doesn't mean we don't take care of our obligations. But what it does mean is God is looking at it and he is a righteous judge. You may seem lost and confused in the midst of your battles. And you may have felt as if you were about to go under. But the exact opposite is happening right now. The God we serve, ladies and gentlemen, the God we serve has already gone before us. Think about it. Every crooked place has been made straight because the God we serve, he's that kind of God. He said, I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and I will cut in sunder the bars of iron. You see, the word of God tells us in, it is Matthew 16 and 18. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It will not prevail against you. Sickness will not prevail against you. Poverty will not prevail against you. Sickness and disease, gainsayers, no matter what. I don't care if you heard no about your home you're believing God for. I don't care if you heard no about a particular promotion or a job. It will not prevail against you. The gates and bars of iron, which represents limitations put on you by the enemy through people. It will now, and I decree and I speak it, those gates are broken and destroyed in pieces. And are therefore shattered. When God says it will not prevail, he meant it. And this means it can no longer hold you back. Listen to this. This is a word to somebody. I decree to nations, you will no longer be held back or stop or slow down in your progress because God has shattered the spirit of limitation. And I come against that spirit of limitation. You will rise up and shake the dust off your feet. And you will try again. You will succeed in Jesus' mighty name. I decree it. I believe it. It is done because God says it. You're sitting there right now. In your living room, in your bedroom. I'm talking to you. The spirit of limitation has been destroyed by the power of God in the name of Jesus. You applied for the job and you've got turned down when you know you should have got that job. Try it again. God has better for you. This scripture is just for you. Watch this. It reads this. Thou shalt arise, it's talking about God, and have mercy upon Zion. Watch this. For the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. Psalms 102 and 13. Listen to this. Thou, it's talking about God, shalt arise. I decree this for you. God shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. You're in your set time, Psalms 102 and 13. Oh, yes, you felt cheated. You wanted to throw in the towel, but God has spoken to my heart and told me there will be three things he will provide for his people in this season. Listen to this. My God, I can feel it by the power of God. Supernatural progress, supernatural provision, and supernatural opportunity. God is urging me to get this message out because he knew you needed it. You are reading about the trouble in the earth. You're listening to the news. But that is not God's will for you. Your set time of harvest has come. What did God say? He said, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Listen, anytime God talks about breaking something down, it is because there is something he wants us to have. After the gates of brass have been shattered and the iron bars are cut in half, there are rewards to be reaped. Listen, God said, I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. After every battle, there are spoils to be collected. This scripture seems to speak about a supernatural wealth transfer that God promised over and over again in the Word of God. The kingdom of God, you will reap. You and I. Why? Because God is raising people with great wealth for one reason. I want you to be careful and listen to this closely. The wealth that has come to a corporate body of people is simply for one reason. The same reason that our Lord Jesus Christ came. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Why do you think there are those, and even in high places, who hate the poor, but yet are wealthy because of the poor? Remember Pharaoh? It was the poor that built his kingdom. Remember? This is why. The good news. What good news? You are no longer poor. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the weak say, I am strong. Because God has given us Jesus Christ. We're rich because of Jesus. We are whole because of Jesus. We are established because of Jesus. We are wealthy because of Jesus. We are saved because of Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. This is your time and season. And then, excuse me, and then we have wolves who have taken Deuteronomy 8 and 18 to raise money from the same poor people that they are supposed to be preaching the gospel to, and yet have robbed God's people. When God said, I give you power to get wealth, he did not tell me to get on this broadcast and say, listen, I need somebody to give me $500. I need somebody to give me $1,000. He didn't tell me to do that. He told me to tell you that it is he that gives you power to get wealth. Now, I'm not supposed to turn that thing around and try to get wealthy off of you by trying to make you believe that God wants you wealthy if you give me some money. Listen, I'm wealthy. I'm rich. It is my confession of faith. But I'm rich for one reason, to give and help the poor. And it's time for every preacher to start believing that. Are you saying that you're against seed time, harvest time? No. Are you saying you're against tithing and offering? No. Are you saying that there are times when God will speak for people to give unto a ministry? Of course he does. But what I am saying is by the power of the Holy Ghost that these things will come to pass. It's not by my power. It's not by might, but it's by his Spirit, the Lord. I'll be back in just a moment. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then I'm going to the phones. Glory to God. God bless you. You're on Prophecy Alive.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Calling in to prayer with us. I've been so touched by the word that already went forth that, hey.
You got your miracle.
I got my miracle.
You know what I saw before I answered this call? I saw a woman.
Wow.
Can I tell you something? Your love was not in vain. Your care was not in vain.
Yeah.
How you labored. Even unrewarded, I hear God. It
wow.
was not in vain. Even when you were overlooked, woman.
Wow.
It was not in vain. And your rejection was on purpose. Ha. Father.
Wow.
See, you're not the black sheep. You're the right sheep.
Wow.
God help.
Wow.
The sister.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time in Jacob's life that people came back and apologized for how they treated him.
Wow. Oh, my God. I know you hear it from God. I know this is from God. I know this is from God. I know it.
Oh, yes,
oh
it
my God. Yes.
Woman?
Wow.
God said if they would have known the next blessing that has come over you,
wow.
they would have pretended like they were your friend.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Well, praise God. You know, God is so good, and I wish every one of you a great weekend. Later on, I'm going to be announcing about a two-day meeting in Lafayette, Indiana. Oh, the presence of God will be strong these two nights. And my good friend, Lady Anissa Spencer, powerful woman of God, she will be with me shortly. And we're going to talk about this weekend in Lafayette, Indiana. Ah, 2 days of glory, harvest. And I don't want you all to miss this. And if you have relatives around the Indianapolis, Lafayette area, you tell them, and even in the Chicago area, you tell them right after people are going to eat and enjoy their families, come on down to Lafayette. It will not be in vain. And also I'm going to be in the Chicago, Illinois area, December, starting the 6th, 7th, and 8th at a great church up there that I've been invited. Me and my queen, Katrina, our staff, we're going to be up there. New Beginnings Church, you're going to hear more about that. But first, the weekend, the 29th and 30th in Lafayette, Indiana. I would love to see you there. Some of you are coming down to Indiana from other cities, and you're welcome to come both nights, and you're going to hear more about that with my friend, special guest, Lady Anissa Spencer, prophetess, powerful woman of God. Hallelujah. Right after this, I'm going right to the phone. I can feel his presence already.
Blog Talk Radio.
I saw your ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one side bigger than the other.
Mm. Thank you, Jesus. I know exactly what you're talking about. Thank you. It is fibroid that's the size of a 3-month baby growing inside of me.
Listen to me close. I know my God.
Mm.
I'm giving God all the glory for this. It's like x-ray vision, but I want you to know that one side is swollen. Oh, he just moved it. Wait a minute. Touch your stomach. Touch it now.
Mm. Yes.
Okay, I want you to feel around your... Oh, great. And I'm looking through you now. I want you to twist to the right. Follow me.
Yes.
Now twist back to the left.
Yes, thank you.
Twist back to the right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now press it. There it is. Right there.
Thank
right
you,
there. Jesus. You can believe that strength is going to the artery. Well, let's go to our callers. I have an 860 area code. God bless you. You're on Prophecy Alive. God bless you. Are you there? 860 area code. God bless you. We'll come right back to that caller. Praise God. I'm going to another caller. God bless you.
God bless you too, Prophet. This is Julia. I missed you.
God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to thank God for a miracle that happened yesterday.
Okay.
I went to school and I did this big test and I passed. And before I had gone there, I told the Lord that, you know, God, I want to give you all the glory because you will make me prosper. And because a lot of people did not do well in that test, I don't feel like I did it on my own. I know that God enabled me to do well and to excel because I've been trusting in Him. And I just want to thank God for that.
Oh, I praise God with you, my covenant sister. You passed the test.
Yes.
And I thank God for your faith. Your faith fails you not. And God knows you are such a blessing. And you also, like Abraham, you passed the test. God knows that he can trust you, Julia.
Amen.
So you're going to be reaping some great benefits, and I look forward to hearing about that. He's making you rich because he knows you will not neglect the poor. He knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for you.
Amen.
God bless you, my sister.
God bless you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Love Talk Radio.
One more caller, and then I'm going to bring in this special woman of God, Lady Anissa Spencer, Royal Priesthood. This woman is somebody. We're going to be in Lafayette, and we're going to talk about that right after this call. Praise God. God bless you. You're on Prophecy Alive.
Hi, Prophet Roderick.
Oh, I know your voice. Kristen.
It is.
It's been a while. How are you, my covenant sister?
I am well. I am well. I just wanted to ask you to pray for me in my job search, and I also wanted to ask you to pray for my friend who's here with me.
Wonderful. Father God, I thank you for my dear sister who have been praying for this broadcast for a while now. And me and my Queen Katrina, we thank God for her faith. And God, now her request has been made known. And Lord, we both touch and agree for this promotion, this job. Divine favor, huh? Divine favor is hers right now. And I decree it in the name of Jesus. My dear sister and also her friend with her. Your friend, and of course I don't know anything about this friend and don't even need to, but you let her know.
It's a man.
Pardon me?
It's a man.
Okay, it's a man. Did not know whether male or female. But since it's a man, let me say the same thing I would say if it's a woman. Isaiah 45 and 2 and 3 comes before me. And I speak this word to you both. God says, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. God is saying that which seems to be difficult, God has made it straight. Those crooked places, those difficult places, God has made it straight. Now, your next call will be about a yes concerning this employment, and let your friend know that all is well with the past pain and hurts of family and even relationship that's been difficult for him. God is telling me to tell him. God is taking those crooked places, and he's felt guilty in a lot of areas. And you let him know, I said, those crooked places are now straight. He can try again. He can live again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I've seen God open doors on my journey so far, and I just want to make sure that I'm walking in his footprints, and that's my prayer too, that I don't walk the way that I want to walk, but that I just walk where he leads me. And I'm not sure that I've done that recently, but I'm just asking that I would just walk where he wants me to walk.
You know, Kristen, I've told you before, and I've always felt that freshness. Your faith pleases God. I want you to know that. The Holy Spirit says all is well with you. You're not only going to get the job, you're going to have to turn down one job.
Amen.
God bless you and your friend.
Thank you. God bless you. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, you
God
will.
Bless
God
bless your queen as well.
I will tell her. You said hi. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love Talk Radio.
Well, I'm going to bring in this special guest of mine. You all need to hear her. Lady Anissa Spencer, I thank God for her. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you.
So happy to have you on tonight. And there's good news. Something great is happening this weekend. And you feel free to share what God is doing.
Yes, God is calling those that are reapers in this season. I like that. He calling the reapers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is the season for the reapers. This is the harvest season. And for those that really don't understand the harvest time of the year, there are two times of the year that is harvest time. And one is the end of October, the November section of the year, and for us. And then the other time is in the January, February time of the year. Amen. And this is the wheat harvest. Amen. And then the barley harvest comes in what we call the grust of winter. But in the Judaic calendar, it is the beginning of their spring.
Yes.
And so we thank God for us having the wisdom to know that this is harvest season, and this time he's calling all the reapers to come in to get what they've sown.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're excited about. We'll be in the Lafayette area, Lafayette, Indiana, to be exact. The location is 17 North 7th Street. So if you want to get there on Friday night, you want to get there on Saturday night, you can get there, and we'll be willing and able to assist you through praise and worship, but it's up to you to become a reaper. Amen. And he's calling for the reapers. It's time to get in position, because you just can't go get things and you're not in position for reaping. There is a position to reap in this harvest season.
Yes. Yes, I'm excited about this. I met you some years ago, and I appreciate the anointing on your life. Recently, you came to Kokomo, Indiana. This was on the Sunday where the tornado hit. But you ministered to the man of God at Grace Memorial Church in Kokomo, and you ministered to so many people. And I love, me and my queen, Katrina, and I love how God uses you. And now we're going to be together. I think this is the first time we'll be ministering in the same setting this. And I'm so happy about this. What led you to do this harvest revival? And you reap what you sow. I'm excited about this. What led you in this direction, woman of God?
Well, as I first stated, Apostle, that in this season we spiritually and supernaturally sometimes we miss what our seasons are.
Yes.
And because the Bible tells us, I believe it's in Galatians 6 and 9, that let us not become weary in well-doing, for in due season. And there is a due season. There is a season that is due unto the righteous man or woman of God.
Yes.
And it's not always in the wintertime or in the summertime or in the springtime or in the fall time. Sometimes it's just in the season that God has proclaimed for us to reap the thing that we've sown. And for some of us, for so many of us, we have sown the seed of fellowship. It's time to reap that back. So many of us have sown the seed of love. It's time to reap that back. It's not always the tangible things that we have sown out into the earth realm, but in the event of the earth realm obeying the atmosphere and the God, he says in his word, we reap what we sow. And so I believe it's in.
Yes. And we do reap what we sow. There's a little technical issue here, but the woman of God will be back shortly. Prayer House of Deliverance Word Church presents Harvest Revival. You reap what you sow. This is going to be the 29th of November and the 30th of November. And the time would be at 7:30 each night, p.m. And it's going to be held at Hope Cathedral, 17 North 7th Street, Lafayette, Indiana. I believe that zip code is 47904. We'll get clarity on that. But I want you all to call your friends and let them know the prophetess Lady Anissa Spencer will be there, and also myself, me and my Queen Katrina will be there. And I want you to know I'm expecting every one of you to come out and reap your harvest. God is so good. I'll be right back after this. Praise God.
Blog Talk Radio.
Is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen.
Well, praise God. I'm going to see if I can get my friend back in. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you.
Praise
These
God.
Technology,
I just kept going.
You know.
Yes.
Hmm?
I just kept going. It sort of dropped off, but you're back. Praise God.
Amen. God is just such an awesome God. I tell you, you know, it's just that year, the harvest time, the wheat, and the tear and the wheat and the grain, you know, because we have to know when it's our season to be blessed. And this is the season. God told me to remind his people about his promises. Oftentimes we get so caught up in the cares of this life, we get so caught up in our own personal situations that we forget the promises of God. And the Bible says his promises are yea and amen. In other words, when he said it's settled, it's done, you just have to be in expectation for it. And so that's what he wants, and that's where he wants us to be, in a place of expectation. But in this season of the reaping, we have to reaper. Amen. And so I am ready to receive the things that I have sown. I know some people, Apostle, they really don't want to reap right now because they've sown some terrible seeds.
<Talk about that.
laughs> So they may not be likely to want to be a reaper in this season, but we want to teach you how to be an effective and an appropriate sower so you can be in expectation to be a great reaper.
My God. You know, woman of God, I love what you said earlier. It's not always the tangible things. It reminds me of 2 Corinthians 9. It talks about, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and
yeah,
he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. There are people of God right now. You have sown your love, your time, your labor. There's a reaping for that. Is that right, woman of God?
That is great. That's yes, because that's where we are right now. We are the reapers, you see? And so we have to take our, if you will, you know, if I can give you a better understanding about the grain harvesting process, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There were certain tools that they had to use to gain what they sown. And you understand? So they had to have the sickles and the suckles, right? To chop down, because sometimes, listen, sometimes the thing that we're going to reap is so great, we have to make sure that we can carry it with us. You see, it's a great thing to love somebody.
Yes, it is.
Even when they, well, we in our finite natural minds don't necessarily believe that they're worthy of it, but they're worthy of it because the Bible says, I believe this one thing. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, which is my all-time great favorite scripture for me, is that be not deceived. God is not marked. Whatsoever.
Talk about it.
He did not give specifics on the things that we sow. He said, whatsoever a man soweth, it's guaranteed that you're going to get that back.
I love it.
You see?
Yeah.
The world says this, preacher. You've heard it before. I know some of you all in radio land and cyber and everywhere else in the world is hearing this. They said, what goes around, come around. And then some say karma is something else, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the truth of the matter is they got it and they depicted it and they defined it where the natural mind that conceived the concept of what God was saying. If you sow it, you going to reap it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all God was saying.
Yeah, it's reaping time.
It's reaping time.
Yes.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
You know, I am so ready to reap. Until I can just feel it. I can feel it. And because, you know, when you've sown yourself, see, a whole lot of folks, it's easy to give money. And we're going to do that. But some people give money and they're so selfish with their love.
And their money won't mean nothing. Their money won't even
mean
nothing.
My God. We.
But if they mix their money with their love.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing about it is about the seed. It's the seed.
My God.
If this preacher, if they don't have a seed to sow, how can they reap?
Impossible.
So we want to make sure that they understand with ever seed that they sow, they're going to get it back in a tumultuous state. They're not going to get it back the way they gave it out. They're going to get it back double fold, 100-fold. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to, he said, if you give it sparingly, you're going to, that's in 2 Corinthians 9.
Mm-hmm.
If you give it sparingly, you're going to get it sparingly. But at the same time, you're going to reap. It's inevitable. So even what you're saying, I'm going to go and I'm going to sow my time into prayer. I'm going to sow my time into my word reading. I'm going to sow my time into loving my family. I'm going to sow my time into being peaceful with all men. I'm going to sow my time. I'm going to sow my talent. I'm going to sow my abilities. I'm going to sow. I'm going to sow. I'm going to sow. You don't worry about reaping it because it's inevitable.
Yes, yes.
That's the process of the promise. It's inevitable. He said, long as there is seed, time, and what? It's going to be what?
Harvest.
It's guaranteed. So what you sowed in January, come on, somebody. It's reaping time. What you sowing in February is reaping time. What you sowing in March is reaping time.
I feel that.
Because the first quarter brings the fourth quarter.
See that.
Don't make me preach my message, preacher. I can't preach it.
Yeah, I know. I can feel you kind of like diving into it. You know, one thing about a seed is a reproductive mechanism.
Yes.
And God has given us the ability to plant seeds. And I think many people in Christendom have done an injustice because when you talk about seed, folk are so money-minded. I believe we're missing the supernatural economy of God.
Yes, say it again. Say it again.
The supernatural economy of God.
That's good.
I believe that's what time it is, prophetess.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I know it is.
Mm-hmm.
Men and women in the Bible became wealthy because they understood God's supernatural economy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's where we're headed. I'm excited about this weekend.
Mm-hmm. I am too. I am too. And I praise God for covenant. I praise God for covenant leaders that work with us that's going to assist in sponsoring this harvest. Amen. Amen. The ministry that is sponsoring this harvest, we thank God for them because they work with us in different cities. Amen. To help with the sponsorship. So we just thank God for those leaders. And, you know, they asked to remain anonymous. So we're going to keep them anonymous, but we're going to also honor their leadership in supporting the ministry to get the word out. Because, you know, I love it because the Bible says whatever you do, the Bible says, as I read this, that he says if you pray in your closet, I believe it's Matthew 6, if I'm not mistaken, Matthew 6, you know, I got a little theology, but you know, I'm not a scribist. I don't, you know. But Matthew 6, no doubt. I know it's in Matthew, the 6th chapter, that he said, if you pray in your closet.
Come on.
That God will reward you openly.
Yes.
And so what they're doing is sowing a seed without a name, recognition.
That's deep.
I love it.
That
I
is
love
deep.
It. Hallelujah. I love it.
Do you want to, if the people, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like more information on this, lady, give a number and I can give my number where they can contact us for more information.
For more information, you can contact Royal Priesthood Ministries at 317-658-6846. That's 317-658-6846, or they can call 765 area code 412-2903.
Glory. And you've heard those numbers, and you can also contact me here at Prophecy Alive at 317-832-0131. We'll be glad to help you if you need directions or more information on this great harvest revival. Woman of God, I thank you for being with me.
Amen, 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 amen. And Pastor, we'll... information to them if they need to, if they want to sow into the ministry.
Yes.
If they want to sow into the ministry, actually they can go to our website. Amen. And they can sow right there to our website and be blessed. And it's Royal Priesthood Worldwide .webs.com. I believe that's correct.
Yes.
They can go to Royal, it's all one word, Royal Priesthood Worldwide. I believe that's correct, Pastor. And when they call those numbers, we can give them the direct information if they want to sow, and also as well whatever your information for them to sow into the harvest revival, that they may receive whatever blessings. And we will have... if they would like to be a part of our mailing address, we'll get their prayer cloths and oils to them as well.
Yes, you must do that. This woman of God has such a strong anointing of prayer. And you all know our audience how to contact me. I will give you all the information you need to know on my good friend, the woman of God, Lady Anissa Spencer. Woman of God, God bless you.
God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Blessings to you and Queen Katrina. I love you all so much, and may the grace of God be with you, and may his breath be the wind beneath your wings.
Awesome. We'll talk. We'll see you this weekend. God bless you, woman of God. God is so good. He's worthy of all praises. Well, you heard it. We will be in Lafayette, Indiana this weekend. And I'm telling you, the power of God is moving so much. I'm expecting the people of God to reap. And many of you have sown your life. You have given your life. And God is ready to cause you to reap. Are you ready to reap? I know you are. I'll be back in just a moment. Hallelujah.
Presence of the Lord, I've been free,
delivered,
and in your presence, Lord.
Radio.
You are listening to Prophecy Alive. I do have a caller.
I got my mom on a conference call with me.
She was requesting prayer. She wanted to talk to you, so I'll let you talk with her first, and then I want to give my testimony.
I cannot wait for that. What's your mother's name? Is she on now?
Yeah, she's on here.
God bless you, Mother.
God bless you. My name is Carrie.
Carrie, it's such a joy to speak to you. How may I help you today? The Spirit of the Lord is moving. I can sense some things in my spirit. I'm getting such a strong word of hyssop. There's a great healing just by you being on the phone. It causes a reaction in the Holy Ghost, Mother. And I am sensitive to the Spirit of God, and I can tell that God is going to do some strong healing in your lungs, your breathing, and God is strengthening your body and your blood. And God's giving you a renewed strength. It's the enemy trying to zap you of your strength. And we come against that in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I command Satan to take his hands off your body right now. I order the devil to leave you alone in Jesus' mighty name. Sickness, go right now. There's something in your bones, Mother. It's in your bones. Something's going on with your bones. What's going on with your bones?
Well, I have that gout, and that bothers me. And I have a cough that I can't get rid of. And the doctor told me my kidneys were failing. They're not strong because my blood pressure has been so high. But it's down better. You know, they put me on a lot of pills. And my pressure has gone down a lot. But I'm worried about my kidneys. I go to the doctor on Thursday and to see how they, you know, I'm doing.
Father, right now, I thank you that the Holy Spirit covers her organs. Holy Spirit, cover those kidneys so that the medicine will not damage anymore. Heal the damage that's been done by medication. And I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you protect I see your lungs also, and also your kidneys, but there's something about your lungs. And I'm asking God to protect the lungs and the kidneys in the name of Jesus. I speak, God, that you be her immune system right now, and even her bones. The marrow of the bones, God, I ask you, Lord, vitamin D. I'm getting that you're not getting the vitamin D to your bones, and I'm asking God to replenish all of the vitamins and the minerals to your bones in the name of Jesus. And I praise God, Mother. Is it Carol? You're getting stronger now.
Yeah.
Over this bone, do you feel some strength coming in your chest?
Yeah.
And we could get rid of this cough thing.
Yeah.
Right now. Shako Shama. Heal now in the name of Jesus. I felt that thing, Mother. Whoo, Chikapako Krupa. Heal, Father.
Yeah.
God. Holy Ghost. Come in there now. Burn out that condition in the cough. Oh, God, give her strength right now.
Yes.
The mucus, I command all of it to come out in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Mother, you going to spit up tonight like you've never spit up before. I want you to keep something by you. It's coming out. Huh? Oh. Yes. It's coming up. And the mucus and the yellow and the white. And all of that is going to come up in the name of Jesus. Mother's going to come up. It's going to feel like it's going to choke you, but it's not. It's just get it all out in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Mother, I want you to soak your feet.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to hear me. I want you to get some garlic.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to boil that garlic and let it cool down. As soon as you can, I just saw something. As soon as you let it cool down to where you can touch it, and you know when it's comfortable, I want you to put your feet and soak it in some garlic.
Okay.
That's what I hear, Mother.
Yeah.
And, oh, God, I know you got blessed all around the house, and God is anointing you right now. Mother,
yeah.
It goes back years. There's a mantle of power on you from your grandmother.
Yeah.
Was a praying woman, your grandmother. Yeah. And there's some hidden wealth that God has promised you. And this is your time of release. And God is going to release things to you in the name of Jesus and to even your daughter. Praise God. Mother, you ready for a new life. Who is Joe? Who is Joe? Who is Joe?
Joe.
Do anybody know a Joe?
No.
Joe. There's a Joe in your family tree.
Oh, Ireland. Yeah.
And there's also a Henry
uh-huh.
in your tree. Talk to me, y'all.
My uncle and cousin.
Yes.
Which one is your, whose uncle?
My uncle, my mother's brother was named Henry.
Your mother's brother? Yeah, he's gone. I'm getting his spirit is away. He's gone. But Henry had some strong secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And they're about to be revealed. Henry came up with an Henry came up with an idea that is worth billions. But he never disclosed. I'm getting an old book. There is a diary that's going to be discovered in your family. And in this diary, there's some witty things that God has revealed. And I see an old desk. I see an old chair. God's going to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
I want y'all to say, Lord, I believe the prophet.
Lord, I believe the prophet.
The scripture said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, you are prosperous. I'm not talking about gimmicks. I'm talking about a real one.
Yes.
I want you all to put God first. I promise you, if you put God first, this is a wealthy family. Prosperity is about to take your family over. There's been some family feuds, but God is saying I'm healing because this is a wealthy family from the lineage of Abraham. Oh, God. There's three Indian tribes. There's three Indian tribes I'm getting that's in your family.
Yeah.
There's some stuff that God's going to reveal, and the government is going to have to loose it in Jesus' name. You all need to go into family fasting and praying that God will reveal. He's getting ready to reveal some gold. He's getting ready to reveal even dinars. He's getting ready to reveal some foreign money. There's a Mary. In the family tree, there's a Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Is that whose auntie is that?
Mine, my mother's sister.
Jesus.
Who's talking to me now?
That's my mom, Prophet.
Carol?
Yes.
Okay. Now I need to know, is this the mother's aunt or the daughter?
Yes. It's my mother's
aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother's sister, and is your aunt. Now this, her name is Mary.
Yes,
She's gone now.
No, she's alive.
She's alive. Good. I need Father, give Mary a miracle. God's given Mary a miracle. For some reason, this night is for your family.
Yeah.
Wealth is coming to this family.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Y'all need to have a family meeting.
We're
going to
have one.
Huh?
Our family reunion is coming up in August.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah. And we all get together from all over the world. Yeah.
Okay. This family reunion is going to be a different one. God permit, I may have to come and speak just
Good
for
God.
A little bit. And this will be miracles. I mean, this may be the first family reunion that God allowed me to go to.
Jesus.
You know, God spoke to me, said he's getting ready to use me to go to family reunion, and it's going to be a revival breakout.
Good
God. Family is a wealthy family. I'm getting Mary is going to receive a great miracle in her body. Cancer is leaving your family tree. Who? Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Then I'm going to see your daughter is going to go forth. I feel a fire in her, saying, "Mother, to you tonight. This is amazing on this broadcast."
Yeah.
Say it, Mom.
Yes.
That God is going to take care of everything in my family.
Jesus.
And we're going to have somebody's soul is going to be saved.
There's three people in your family that's going to be delivered from death. There's three Jonas that's running. Three Jonas. And they're connected to 10 each. And those 10 are connected to 50 each. And it's branching off like a tree, salvation. It's like when Peter went to Cornelius' house. They never met each other, but the word says, while Peter was on the housetop seeing the vision of four-footed animals, and God was dealing with him about his prejudice and his indifference, and God dealt with Cornelius. And when Peter got to Cornelius' house, the revival broke out.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Your family is chosen for ministry.
Yeah.
It's chosen. There's many gifts. So three people are going to be spared from death, and they're going to come back to God. That family reunion in August would not be normal.
Thank you, Jesus.
Grandmother, great-great-grandmother, pray.
Jesus.
And
Lord.
Prayers is coming to pass.
Thank you, God.
There's a pawpaw preacher in the family. He's a prophet. Glory to God.
My aunt.
That who it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Gertie.
Debbie?
Gertie
May. Yes.
Gertie May. Powerful name. Much fasting. Much fasting and prayer.
Yeah.
Spend a lot of time on the knees. Glory to God. Oh, I feel a lot of resting. Lord, Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We thank you for the healing of a mother body.
Yeah.
We thank you for this powerful, powerful segment, and we praise you. We touch not your glory, but we give you all the honor. And we tell people, see not us, see not me, but see Jesus. Young lady, God give you a testimony. We spoke to you, Centel, earlier, and go ahead and whatever the Lord has put in your spirit right now, I'm going to release this to you. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for this. This is There's nothing planned on Prophecy Alive. Everything is spontaneous, and the Holy Ghost is moving. Go ahead, woman of God.
Thank you, God. Thank you. I came on this line about a month ago, and at that time, I was going through, I had just found out that the house that I lived in was being foreclosed on. And I had asked the prophet to pray for me. And when he prayed for me, he was speaking. And when he was speaking about how God was getting ready to release houses and money and prosperity, blessings, you know, was just, he was just telling us to just reach up and grab your blessing. And I was grabbing, and, you know, we was all, you know, grabbing and believing God for, you know, what was being said. And since then, the house that I'm in was foreclosed on, and the people, the new owners of the home came to the house here and let me know that they were the new owners of the home, and they were telling me that I didn't have to move right away, that I would have at least 90 days to stay here, and that not only that, that they would also give me money for the keys to the house. So God has blessed me, you know, with the new owners, that they will be providing monies for me and my family to move into a new home. And not only that, God has also blessed me. One of my friends in Europe, I had been in contact with, and I was just letting them know what I was going through. And God just used him to be a blessing to me. He's in the process of coming here on Monday to be a great blessing to me. He's sent me a box with, I don't know how many, I can't even say how many thousands of dollars that are in this box for, to help me out with whatever it is that I'm going through. And it's just since that night that we had the prayer on the line, God has been moving financially. He's been sending miracle blessings. This was something that I was not even expecting, you know, to happen, but God has allowed it to happen, and I received it, and I received that word that night, and I'm telling you, the manifestation of what prophets said that night is in fruition right now, and I'm just waiting to see what else that God has for us, because truly, God is about to do some new things in all of our lives. God is opening up financial doors of prosperity, is about to rain down on his people, because God told me, he spoke to me, and he said, you've been in a storm too long. So I said, God, what is you saying? I said, is this a word that I need to preach, or what is you saying? I just took it. I said, it's God's people is going through the storm, and he was just letting me know we've been in the storm too long, so now we can just reach up and grab our blessing, because God is getting ready to bless his people. He's been telling us this, but now it's time for the manifestation of what he's been saying, you know, through his prophets and through his people. It's time to be blessed. God said, no more struggle. We won't have to struggle no more. Whatever our heart's desire is, God is going to grant our heart's desire. As long as we stay with him and keep him first in our life, we don't have to worry anymore, because God has taken the word from us. We get ready to do things that we have never seen before, miracles, signs, and wonders. That's what time we are living in. And I'm telling you, it's time to, you know, let go and let God, because God is ready to bless his people. He's ready to really bless us. But we have to be willing to receive the blessing that God is getting ready to shower down on us. We are walking in prosperity. Prosperity is all over the land. And God is just, he's manifesting, you know, his word that he has spoken to us. And it's just time for us to be ready for whatever it is that God has for us. And I'm going to tell you, don't look at it in the natural eye, because God is not going to just use ordinary people to do these, to send these blessings to you. The blessings is going to be coming from near and far. He's just going to be touching people's hearts, and they just going to start doing stuff, start blessing you. God telling them to do it. So just get ready, because it's that time. It is that time. God is doing just what he said he was going to do in our lives.
God is healing her now. I was listening earlier, the Lord said that it's going to come up. Just tell her to release the phone. And because, see, right now, while you were giving this powerful testimony earlier, I saw all of that sickness come out of her mouth, out of all of her gates. I mean, it's pouring out. I mean, she's going to think something's wrong, because that thing is pouring out. Healing has taken place. Woman of God, I was listening to you, and we give God the praise for your mother's miracle. I was listening to you being blessed. I cannot wait to share this with my queen, Katrina. And I want you to know that you are a blessing to me and my queen. And we've heard just a little portion of your testimony, but tonight you were able to share. I'm going to replay this and let the people hear this tomorrow. And I don't know what it heard, but we're coming on at 8 p.m. Eastern time now. But God is working a miracle. You are a financier in the kingdom of God. You're going to finance many miracle ministries, and you're not going to finance people who are just in it for the game. God's going to specifically show you people who are serious about the kingdom of God. You just don't know. You are blessing the body of Christ tonight. And now, as you begin to receive this 30-fold, 60-fold,
Blog Talk Radio.
That broadcast was several months ago, but I thought I would play it. That mother was miraculously healed right on the phone. God is so good. And he's worthy to be praised. I thought I'd play that for you. Tomorrow, I want every one of you to know God wants you to know that he has brought all of us a long ways. And as we give God thanks, not only tomorrow, but every day, we thank him for what he has done for us. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Where would we go? Some of you wouldn't even be here. But for grace, only to trust him more. Well, beloved, I want to let you all know I will not be on air until next Tuesday. We have several meetings to attend, revivals to attend, and we just want to let everybody know, all of our lovely partners, we love you. Thank you for your support. Many of you have heard from God, and you have acted on what you've heard. And me and my Queen Katrina, we appreciate all of you for your support. God is so good, and we thank you for what you all have done. You have stuck with us, for many of you, for years. And I just love every one of you. Now listen, we'll be back on next Tuesday, 8 p.m. The Lord is so good, and his will is what we want. We have to stay in the center of his will. If you do that, I promise you, you will be blessed. I thank every one of you, and God bless you. As we go off the air, happy Thanksgiving. Until next Tuesday, can't wait to be back on the air. Listen, love one another. love one another. I love you, and God bless you.